Back to the Bald-Faced Truth with John Canzano on 750 The Game.
Our next guest, team captain, defensive back, man of the world, Jamba guy, Jaden Robinson, defensive back, Oregon State, joins us every Thursday, courtesy of Jamba. Life is better blended. It is Civil War week. Before we get into the football, Jaden, give me an idea. The conference expansion news, how did that kind of go over in your world?
Man, you know, it's a good thing. You know, I got some young teammates on my team, so it's a good thing. Looking forward to them, you know, giving them a championship to play for these next coming years, you know. So I think that was a good step for them.
Yeah, I think the conference, you know, gets some company. It's not just two against the world. It, you know, you get a little bit of company and you get some football programs that have had some success in there. Give us an idea. You've been watching film on Oregon. What do you see on film when you look at the Ducks?
You know, I see a well-coached team, you know, but nothing out of the ordinary. You know, as long as we're on our P's and Q's during the week, which we have been, you know, then I think we just go out there and execute. It'll be a good game.
The rivalry itself, a lot of people get hyped up. You've been a part of this rivalry for a while now, and you've had an experience. You've been on the winning side, you've been on the losing side. Give me an idea of how you manage your emotions for this one, because some guys will fly around and maybe have too much emotion, and obviously you need it to play the game. So what's the right amount of emotion to play a football game with?
You know, just the right amount, you know, somewhere in between, you know, not too low, not too high, you know, somewhere where you could keep the pace, the physicality, the effort, the intensity, but still be able to get your job done, you know, not making stupid plays, you know, getting dumb penalties, you know, that's more the approach we're having this game, you know, to move smart, you know, get the job done and do it that way, the right way, the clean way.
There is a real challenge for the defensive backfield. You guys are encountering some wide receivers this week who have some proof of performance, and guys that you may have played against before or played against in 7-on-7 or even in high school. When you look at Oregon's wide receiver grouping, what do you see there?
You know, I see a lot of talent. You know, I've guarded some of the best receivers, you know, in the game over my course of being here, you know. So, nothing new, you know, go out there, execute technique, fundamentals, eyes, hands, feet, you know, all works together, you know, especially as well as the rest of the defense, you know. But as far as for the defensive backs right now, going into this game, you know, we just going in with the plan that we got and, you know, executing the fundamentals at the end of the day.
Jaden Robinson with us. You get a razzmatazz this week on game week, or are you going another direction with your Jamba?
Oh, definitely. You know, today, actually, I just got Jamba. You know, I had to sit 7 a.m. lift this morning, went right to Jamba after. I got me a, you know, nice little small fruity pebble, you know, off the secret menu. Off the secret menu, you know. But Raz, you know, I had that on yesterday. I brung my DBs, some Jamba earlier this week. I got them white gummy and razzmatazz, you know, to choose from. So I had to take care of them real quick.
That's awfully nice of you to bring, you know, to share your Jamba with your teammates. Did the guys know it, or did you surprise them with it?
Nah, they didn't know. You know, they was happy when I brought it to them. You know, brought some juice to the morning, you know, on a Wednesday work day. So.
You shut out San Diego State. I was there at Snapdragon Stadium, and it was a great defensive performance. What does that feel like when you leave a zero on the scoreboard behind you?
You know, man, it feels good. You know, it's still a lot of work to be done. You know, we still got some stuff to clean up, you know, that we might see later in these next coming weeks, you know, against different opponents. But, you know, to leave with a zero is always a good thing.
Jaden, you know, the fans are excited about the game because there's, you know, some animosity there and emotion there about what happened a year ago. But do the players understand, like you do, because you've been around, but do the young guys understand what happened a year ago? Or does that even matter in a football game?
You know, I don't think it matters. You know, as of right now, you know, I don't think any one of us have thought about the last game that happened last year, you know, especially with transfers and just things like of that nature. You know, only people who really know is like me, Bray, Josh, I think. So, you know, it's not in the air right now. You know, I don't think that's where guys' heads are. You know, I think we're real focused and locked in on the game we got this weekend.
I had a really good interview with your coach yesterday, Trent Bray. He I got him out of his shell a little bit. Like, you know how he can be a little stiff with the media. He just can't. It's not where he's most comfortable, right? In front of the room, you know, doing an interview. But I asked him about his playing days, and I really got to give you credit, because remember when we were talking about tackling Jam Griffin last week, and I asked him, he had Steven Jackson in that backfield. He had to tackle that guy in practice. That guy is a monster.
Hall of Famer.
Got him out of his shell. I mean, he started talking about it. He said sometimes he won that battle, sometimes Steven Jackson won that battle. I don't know. I don't know if I believe that. Like, I can't see Steven Jackson losing that battle. But does Trent Bray jump in there in drills? Like, do you get an idea of what he was like as a player during coaching, like watching him coach?
Oh, most definitely. I know that he has his head down. He's working all the time. You know, he has a ongoing motor. You know, I don't think he ever slowed down back in the day. You know, so like. Just seeing those things, you know, through his everyday coaching, how he runs to the ball, you know, it's something that stuck with him, you know, it's something that was engraved in him, you know, since he came up playing the game, you know. So it's just something, you know, to take note of. And just even him being a coach, you know, just it transfers. So it's crazy.
Your memories of Civil War football games. You got one to play on Saturday, but, you know, let's say you and I are on a porch years from now, and I say, what do you remember from the games you played before now? What memories do you have of this rivalry?
Man, definitely the one we had at home, you know, with a half stadium, you know, that was definitely the best feeling. But, you know, just through all the Civil Wars I've been through, you know, just the ups and downs of the games, you know, the emotion that's involved in it, you know, you never forget that, you know, and only those people on the field who you play with, you know, your teammates know that. So that's just something that you'll always have with you that you'll never forget.
The game 2 years ago where you guys are down 21 in the third quarter and your offense just kept running the ball, your defense makes plays, Jaden Grant comes up with that big stop on fourth down, tackling Bo Nix. What was that like to be part of that?
Man, it was just something about that DB core that year, you know, like, man, it's crazy to think about, you know, it brings goosebumps. But, you know, when he did that, you know, he called it, you know, he said he's going to pull it, and, you know, he's going to make the play. He called that on the field and he did that. So, you know, it's a great feeling, man. It's a good feeling.
So Jaden on the field on the fourth down, what is he, yelling it out or is he just telling you quietly?
He called a certain call that we call when, you know, we got to fit on this run on this side, and he ended up doing that, and Bo Nix ended up pulling it, and he made the play.
Yeah, it looked like he saw
big time plays in big time games.
It looked like he knew it was coming. Is that good? Have you talked to Jaden? Because I know, you know, I sent him a text after, you know, he got cut in an NFL camp. I sent him a text trying to tell him to keep his chin up, but I know you and he were close, and, you know, you've kind of filled that role of the guy who's been in the program for a while and is mentoring the young guys. Do you stay in touch with Jaden and other guys who have left?
Oh, definitely. You know, they were a big part of, you know, why I came back, you know, just seeing things from first year in the league, you know, how rookie cuts go, how getting waived, you know, getting signed, released here, traded, all that goes, you know. So I'll talk to all those guys. I continue to talk to those guys, you know. That's the room, you know, that's what's been built over these past 5 years, you know, success on defense. So, I still talk to those guys every day. So,
yeah, tonight is a light night for the coaching staff. The coaches will spend time with families. How do you spend like a Thursday night? You know, the game looming.
You know, I'll be with my family, with my teammates. You know, I call my family. You know, I got a dog. I kick it with my dog. I play the game. You know, that's how I kind of sit back, relax my mind. If not that, you know, I read or just cook on a Thursday. You know, I got a lot of time, or I get ready to pack for the next day. But, you know, I'm always just keeping my mind moving, you know, and then I sit down and watch film later in the day just to get my mind going and keep it focused on what the tasks we got at hand this weekend, you know, every weekend. So that's just kind of how I go about my Thursdays.
You have a dog. What's your dog's name?
Junie. It's a girl. Blue Nose Pit.
And this is a dog, like, have you had the dog for a while, or you just get the dog?
No, I've had it probably like a year and a half now. She just turned one probably a couple months ago. She's one and a half now, though.
Now, give me an idea, like, you know, because that's a big responsibility. Like, and you've got practice, you've got film work, you know. So do you get out to the dog park or take her for a walk or take her for a run? What are we talking about?
Occasionally, like, I'll go on a run with me and my lady. You know, my lady takes care of her mostly while I'm at work, you know, on the field. So big kudos to her for doing that. But, yeah, when I have time, you know, I take her on walks, definitely. I take her to the bathroom. I'll take her down the street, around the corner, you know, on a good walk, you know, for me to walk out some lactic acid. So, you know, I'm always working, so I'm bringing my dog along with me. So just things like that.
I love it. Jaden Robinson, go get it on Saturday. We'll be watching you. I'll see you at the stadium. You got a lot of people pulling for you, and have some fun out there.
Yes, sir, definitely will. Thank you for the opportunity.
You bet. I'll talk to you later. There's Jaden Robinson. That interview every Thursday, courtesy of your local Jamba, where life is better blended. Dan Lanning, Oregon coach, coming up at 4:20 right here. We'll go one-on-one with Dan Lanning. What's wrong with his team? Did he solve it? What did he find in the third quarter? We'll see what mood Dan Lanning is on a rivalry week. Is he light? Is he airy? Is he in a good place? Is he uptight? I don't know. We'll try to get a sense for that. Coming up, we'll take a trip around the world of sports, fill you in on everything going on. Any Shannon Sharp? Has he been on Instagram today, Steven?
Not that I saw.
No?
I haven't got the alert.
For crying out loud. Do you think he did that on purpose?
No, I don't think he did it on purpose, but I think I think it was him though.
I wonder if he did it on purpose.
What would be the positive of doing that?
Well, did it hurt him?
No, it didn't hurt him, but...
Did it help him?
I don't know that it helped
him. Did it bring some attention to his podcast? Did it improve the image of Shannon Sharp? It didn't hurt him.
I mean, good for him.
Just saying.
Proud of him.
Leave it here. You got the bald-faced truth. So much more ahead.